some frequency.
Is that mic on?
Oh, it's the mic.
Is it? Yeah. Maybe that's
what
it
is.
Now that can turn on, but it won't feed back.
Test.
Thank you.
Kazool. What if you could talk and play harmonica at the same time?
Probably.
Kazool.
Kazool.
Do you feel what I feel?
Thank you. Like loop that, but I can't because there's other people playing. It's hard to play to a looper, especially as a drummer, unless you have like headphones on.
Yeah.
And even then, it's challenging.
I can totally play to a looper. Well, try and play to a looper if you want to try.
But the thing
watch
is,
watch me.
The loop can be imperfect too, right? So
yeah, and they like depending on the machine, they can travel, they can migrate, they can.
I've only seen it done once, like really well.
Yeah.
And they both had headphones on. It was just it was a woman playing guitar, and there was a drummer with a drum kit, and they both had headphones on, but they were playing to the loop.
Yeah.
That she was
if
making.
You have a click coming out of the looper.
You have to have
you
a click.
Know the tempo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've, you know, our conversations that we've had about going to bands, and sometimes like the playing to a click, like I get it, but it's dead.
Sometimes it's dead.
Yeah.
Sometimes, not always.
Yeah.
Arcade Fire wasn't dead. They were
and
amazing.
And they played to a click track.
I can only imagine there are like seven of them on stage.
I don't know though.
No way.
They may have not.
But
Patrick,
they were playing to a click, Stars playing to a click, and it was just like
that.
Try to get into it, try to get into it, and it just is
yeah,
like,
just
like so robotic.
Arcade Fire and Stars and Metric.
Pardon?
Maybe that's the difference between Arcade Fire and Stars and Metric.
Yeah. Right. More organic.
Yeah.
It sounded so much nicer too.
Oh my god. The Metric sound was awful.
They had some machine, some crazy audio machine. And every part of the frequency spectrum, right up to the limit of pain, or you know,
like threshold, like the legal
threshold.
It was just this jumble. You could
every
barely make out the songs half the time.
There were no dynamics. It was just like, but it wasn't. I didn't. My ears didn't ring though. It was so loud, but not just under. So there were no transients to make your ears go.
So it was like super compressed, basically.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
Like compressed
right.
The hell out.
Obscenely compressed.
Yeah.
Like,
that's too bad.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get some more alcohol. Then the drums are free. So
the
drums are
free.
It's okay.
I need water. Water.
The drums are free.
I'm really comforted by your hat.
Yeah. I really like it too. I like my hat a lot.
It, because you must have worn it a lot, or maybe when I first met you, or I don't know. I'm really comforted by your hat.
It's only the past couple of years. It's like my favorite toque ever.
It looks really good on you.
It's the perfect color. It's just one of those, but yeah. it's like the burgundy, the flex.
It really is.
And I had to make it my own, and I love the gold star.
Yeah.
But I never put the gold star in the front because it just, it's like, it seems too...
It's like too egregious.
Yes. That's the word. Egregious. Let's go get alcohol and water. Both.
It's like, excuse me in my egregious hat.
Yeah.
That's what you have to say when
you
put it on front words.
You're going to see it like...
It's a little tune in
1716. No, you can't do that.
Don't ever do that.
Hey Ian, why don't you play your song? I can't remember the name.
The
we
Cardinal?
Last
What's
summer.
That? The Cardinal? The one we talked about before? That we played before?
The one we've played before that was in Sunrise. No, not you and me, but with Tammy last summer.
We did?
We did one of your songs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And if, you know...
It's in D.
Thank you.
Yeah, it does it by itself.
Also, no, I don't know, is that crazy to make the hi-hat? Like, I have the hardest time with my hi-hat foot. Yeah. Is that easy for you?
That wasn't hard, actually.
Okay.
It much needed to keeping my right foot and right hand from messing each other up was much harder than just keeping my left hand.
You were just doing that while you were thinking about the other stuff.
While I was...
Yeah.
Wow. While I was, like, going, why won't my foot go like this?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I was trying to do middle-aged stuff and I'm like, what? I don't
yeah.
have to go this far to do this thing.
Yeah.
What?
Welcome to my life.
That's great. It's great.
This is
great.
This far to do this thing. What?
Back when I lived with Marble Jim, they had on loan from somebody a fretless Rickenbacker.
Oh, wow. Like a guitar?
No, a bass.
Bass.
Never
bass.
Played
Oh, yeah, no, it's really fun to play with. Because, yeah, again, it's like, there's no, like, anywhere I can make it. Oh. I particularly had fun, like, setting up different feedbacks and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Just like, hanging out this or that.
cassettes with that stuff on it, but...
Do you still have them?
I don't know. I do have a couple of cassettes I haven't gone through in a long time. Some of them.
How's it playing with one hand?
Mm-hmm. Big part.
How's playing drums with a broken wrist?
It's easier than playing with two hands.
It simplifies, right? It simplifies, keeps it, that's funny. Keeps you from getting complicated.
Thank you.
strange trip. A little like that weird AI thing that I sent, where it's just like, kind of meanders around. It's like, yeah, we're not sure where we are, but it's kind of cool.
Continuity yet exploration.
Yeah.
No, he's not
an eater. The ways that Che is a good boy.
Was that?
The ways in which Che is a good boy.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't eat off the counter.
Right.
Pop songs. You give it lyrics and prompts, and it just pops it pop song. Or if you push it, it'll kind of break. Where, like I said, a sample to Mike that's like, it's the aesthetic of music, but it's not quite music. It's really, yeah.
Interesting.
But it's kind of like similar to what we just did. It was just like it was like doesn't quite settle, but it's always sounding like. Something. It's just the three chord repeated.
Just over.
Yeah. And it feels like it's gonna be like it's four or something. Right?
Yeah.
But it's not.
Right.
But it's kind of is it infuriating? Because it's kind of like fun and nice, but it's also infuriating, right?
Yeah.
Like, is it?
Yeah. It didn't infuriate me.
No, that's
it
good.
It didn't infuriate me.
It's like you're lost, but it's not that bad.
You're lost, but it's happy.
Yeah.
Easy.
Happy
yeah.
Let's play it more.
Yeah. It's like the whirling dervish type stuff.
Yeah.
It's like
you gotta find a spot for
yeah. Just you go.
Every time you spin around, have the same spot. Like, you know, like when they spin, they have a spot to look at.
Yep.
Like that.
Yep. Keep yourself set. Keep going.
I'm gonna keep playing four, even though you're playing three.
Three. That's that's what it's supposed to do, because I think it'll come together nice and we'll get to know it like that. It'd be funny. Song,
right.
But you're in this other dimension, you're like right beside it, totally can see it, but you just can't see it like spatially or something, just to be letting the weed do the talking. Knowing it to be playing it, the only time I've ever heard it is when I'm playing it.
Yeah,
so
right.
To stop playing for a moment and try to get back in, I realized,
like, where do you come
more
back
infuriating.
In? I was playing a two-bar phrase, so it was.
What's that?
I was gonna sync up eventually. I think.
Right.
But I was waiting for it to sync back up.
Oh,
Sci-fi going on. Yeah. There's this kind of like sci-fi subtext.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Ah, there it is. Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Hey, Mir.